Matthew chapter 17. Benjamin Franklin said there are two things that are certain in life, death and taxes. But who pays the taxes? Jesus asks Peter. Good question, right? Taxes were proportional to income, but the temple tax was the same for everyone. Each 20-year-old or older individual paid half a shekel or 2 drachmas. Even Jews aboard had to pay it. The value of these coins were equivalent to the wages of 2 working days in the field. Doesn't the master pay for the 2 drachmas? Peter was asked. The Son of Man was not only had nowhere to recline his head, but he also didn't have the money to pay the tax either. In addition, the tax was to take care of the house of God. Therefore, Jesus, the Son of God, should be exempt. However, and perhaps to teach us that we have to meet our responsibilities of both paying taxes and caring for the house of God, he tells Peter, so that we do not offend them, go to the sea and throw in a hook, and take the first fish that comes up. And when you open its mouth, you will find a shekel. Take it and give it to them, for you and me. Jesus always ends up paying the piper. 1 John 2:2 says, He is in the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the whole world. Paying taxes was not your obligation, but paying for all of us dying on the cross, that was his mission. Yes, he paid for you and me.